Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Great having you here. In case you're just tuning in, Brian Flores' interview is concluded. And other than Leslie Frazier, the New York Giants, and they have met with him once already via Zoom, I guess it was.
Zoom.
Prior to the loss against the Chiefs. They're all good to go. And we think by Saturday. I would think even tomorrow. What time? I don't know what time the Frazier interview is. But
9 a.m.
All right, so by tomorrow afternoon.
We may know.
Would not shock me if we know. Certainly by Saturday.
But I guess I question if they want Daboll, they have to get Daboll to say yes. You know what I mean?
He ain't going to say no.
No, well, what if Miami offers him the job? He may prefer the Dolphins. We don't know for sure.
By the way, I mean, I guess quality of living-wise, you want to live on the A1A in South Beach?
He may love Tua.
I get that. You want to have no state income tax? I get that.
Tua?
You want to, you know, you've been the last how many years living in frigid temperatures from September to April, and you want a little change of pace? I get that.
Did you notice Joe Shane said that in the press conference, too, that when a Bill season ends, everyone leaves town immediately, but with the Giants, he's seen some people around.
Meaning
the
like
facilities.
Players?
Yeah, they all leave town.
Yeah, because it's freezing. Yeah.
Well, it's freezing here, too.
Yeah, but it's more freezing there.
Daboll may want the Dolphin job. Remember, he spent 1 year at Alabama, and he was the offensive coordinator for Tua, so he has a history there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, maybe he doesn't believe in Tua.
Or the opposite.
Like you said. You know, the real question for a guy like that, like if he interviews with Miami, right? You have to say to him, just keep it straight. What was the thought when you played us?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, how did you guys game plan Tua? And if he's like, I'll be honest with you, he ain't that good.
Right.
Yeah, we weren't worried about Tua or whatever he may say. Now, granted, he's on offense, so they wouldn't maybe ask him about that as opposed to asking Leslie Frazier about that as a defensive coordinator. But that would, to me, be eye-opening, right?
They're certainly going to ask him, what do you think of Tua?
Because here's the deal.
Do you want him as your quarterback?
If he thinks Tua is the cat's meow, you're more likely to take that job.
Correct.
Right?
That's why it's always so difficult to try to think of what's the most preferable job. To me and you, the more preferable job can be very different than a coach who either just wants to live somewhere or specifically really likes a player maybe more than you and I do.
And in this case, you know, we should also make the point that, you know, the money's the same. Because, you know, for like what we do for a living, would I rather live in South Beach? If I could make the same amount of money, I might.
Right.
But I can't. Like these guys, the money's equal, essentially, right? Yes, he'll net more in Miami because of the state thing. But that's not, he's not being paid more.
Right, right, right.
Right. So if you say, if someone said to you, look, I'm going to give you $100,000 to do sports talk radio here, or I'm going to give you $100,000 to do it in South Beach. South Beach.
Yeah, I'm picking here.
What happened?
I'm picking here. Hmm. I don't want to live in South Beach.
Oh, I did. Well,
Florida,
I live in South Beach for say, but
South Florida is so overrated. I would never want to live
there. It's underrated.
It's ugly. It's just flat. There's no mountains. Yeah, I hate it.
When's the last time you went to a New York mountain?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Bear Mountain?
No, you went to Bear Mountain?
Yeah.
To do what?
to hike up with my son.
No, you didn't.
And we looked at the ice skating rink and walked around the lake.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
stop
I
the
did.
Lies.
It's not a lie.
You and Jed hiked up Bear Mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you?
I got pictures. You want me to show you pictures?
What'd you do? There's a hill in Westchester, and you pretended there's a mountain because to a 4-year-old it looks like a mountain.
He's 5, and we found a stick. He had his own walking stick, and we walked up the mountain.
He had a walking stick,
yeah,
like his little pimp.
I'm not even kidding you. I'll pull a pic. In fact, I got a picture right now. This is when I went back to Bear Mountain. I went
little
with my
pimp yes. Roberts. I like that.
Oh yeah,
you should start calling him Pimp. That'd be a great nickname.
Here we go.
For him.
I got the picture.
What do you say?
Here it is. That's me and Jet.
Yeah, it's like a walking bridge in Larchmont.
No, it's not. I'm telling you.
Yo, can you do me a favor? Can you start calling him Pimp?
Calling my son Pimp?
Yeah, that's a great nickname for him. Okay. Like he's got his own pimp stick.
What up, Pimp?
Yeah, yo, Pimp Roberts. Like he tells his teachers from now on, I expect you ladies to be calling me Pimp Roberts.
That'll go over well.
That'd be great in like, what's he in, pre-K?
No, he's in kindergarten.
No, he's not in kindergarten. He's too young for kindergarten.
He's in kindergarten.
No, he's
5.
He's too young.
5 is kindergarten. Are you new to this? It's been a while for you.
Was it a 2-year kindergarten program?
No, it's 5 years old kindergarten. Then he's 6. He goes first grade. 7
That's
is second.
Way too young.
8 is third.
You got to hold him out.
9 is fourth. 10 is fifth.
No.
11 is sixth. Bear with me. 12 is 13. Wait, I lost track. 12 is 7,
yeah.
13 is 8,
yeah.
14 is 9,
yeah.
15 is 10,
yeah.
16 is 11,
yeah.
17, graduation.
No. You got to hold him out of here.
What do you mean hold him out
of here? It's for his own development.
Why? He's developing
fun. Because he's Pip Roberts. He's got to walk in like the old kid in the class. How you doing, ladies? I'm Pimp Roberts.
I don't know if I should say this, but he's taken now. He has a girlfriend.
Is that right?
That's right.
He's got many girlfriends because he's Pimp Roberts. Like, he's got to stroll into first grade like, been here before. This is nothing. I'm Pimp Roberts. See, I teach him young, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Just tell him that Uncle Craig gave him a nickname.
I am not giving you
a minute
with him at this point.
Come on.
He'd come away with God knows on his mind.
Do me this favor.
Yes.
Will you record him saying, yo, this is Pimp Roberts.
I'll do that.
Will you do that at least?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, I'll take that.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
That's a fair deal. I'll do that.
All right.
And then when he asks me, what does that mean, Dad? I'll just move on.
Yeah. Just tell him it's one of Santa Claus elves.
Right.
Whatever you got to do.
That's a good
Pimp
idea.
Roberts.
Actually, yes.
Watch the little jet like, what's up, bitches? I'm Pimp Roberts. Oh, that's great. All right. Here is... David in Englewood, New Jersey. David Gonzo. Did I do that? I don't think I did. Because I didn't hit drop.
You've got really fat fingers.
No. The button's nowhere near it.
Okay, I was looking at it.
Here's Carlos in West Caldwell. Carlos, what's up?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm watching on SNY.
Yeah.
And I mean, Evan playing a young Howard Stern on Private Parts. I mean, it's possibly the angle, but his nose is probably what got him to...
you're taking a nose shot?
I mean, you're taking a nose shot at me, which is fair. I acknowledge that. And a nose shot at the great Howard Stern.
Wow.
Double nose shot.
I love you guys, but geez, Evan's nose might be bigger than Howard's at this point.
Well, by the way, Evan tried out for the role of the young Howard.
I did.
That's actually
that was my intention before I got his friend's role.
Evan dressed up. Tell him what you did.
I put a wig on, and I dressed up, and I went in to an audition. And I think the director was there.
Betty Thomas
was there. And I said, all right, I want everyone to get naked. That was my Howard Stern invitation.
Which, how old were you?
I was 90s. I guess I was 13, maybe, 12, 13.
Which is,
I was young.
Major props.
Yeah. So I told everybody to get naked.
The talent evaluators to be the GM of the Giants.
Right?
Yeah, or better said, GM of the Mets would have been the right answer there. But go ahead. There you go.
But thank you for complimenting my big nose.
I mean, think about what that guy did. That guy came to where you work to mock your physical appearance that you have no control over.
Well, and also, it's not as if I don't know I have a big nose.
You don't have a big nose. I've never once noticed your nose.
Really?
For real.
How about the man boobs? Have you noticed that?
When we first started, yeah.
Because I mentioned it to you.
No, because
they were sticking out.
I think you wore a shirt one day that wasn't complimenting.
I know.
That's all.
I try to know my deal. Like, I'll give you a great example. Tonight at the comedy show, I said to Craig, I was like, listen, you tell me. You have a lot more experience. I trust you. I'm like uncomfortable on stage.
Yeah, everyone doesn't want to go on stage.
And I said, what do you think? Like, if you think it's important, and you're like, no, just go enjoy the show. And I said, okay.
Simple, right?
See, I know that I'm not going to go on stage and be funny. Now, I prepared an act last time. It went well. Great. I'm done. I'm retired. I know, at least I try to know what I'm good at and what I'm bad at and where I'm ugly and where I'm good looking. So let me compliment myself. I believe I have sexy eyes. I really do.
Sexy
eyes. I believe my eyes are, they're intoxicating.
Intoxicatingly sexy.
Yeah, I do. If you gave it a shot, ladies and guys out there, you would admit. Because I think what you'd say is, what color eyes does he have? Is it blue? Is it brown?
And I'd be intoxicated by trying to figure that out, right?
Yeah. So if you can look past the big nose and the man boobs, I believe I have sexy eyes. See?
Listen,
I can compliment myself.
You found a woman that thinks you're everything.
She does.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
You just need one.
That's it.
As long as you hold on to her, just need one.
That's it.
Right. So you're good.
I'm good.
Guy calls you up where you work and says you have a big nose. Like, what is that? You know, like, I don't go to the drive-thru and say, hey, fatso, hand me a burger. You know what I mean? That'd be rude. That wouldn't be appropriate. Here's Josh in Connecticut on the fan. Yo, Josh, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Before I get into Flores being the next Giants coach, I got a BS on Evan for not wanting to live in South Florida. About to get 30 feet of snow over here.
I'm excited.
Freezing out.
Yeah.
Right.
I kid you not, Josh, during one of the commercial breaks, I was texting my wife saying, I really hope we get pounded with snow. I want 3 feet of snow. So while I totally respect that you don't want that.
I want to get pounded.
I respect that.
Go.
Like 27 inches.
I love the snow, dude. I love it. Bring it on.
I don't want it. There could be money to be made, so let's leave that on the table. But it's freezing. You know
okay.
What I mean?
You couldn't pay me enough to live in Florida. I have zero interest. I will never live there.
Right.
I don't like the state. Nothing personal against the people. The people are great. I just think it's an ugly state. I think the weather in the summer is awful. It's way too humid. I just think it's ugly. I think New York's beautiful. I think Pennsylvania's beautiful. I think New Mexico is beautiful. I think Florida's an armpit.
Wow. Well, and what else can I say about that?
I mean, what do you want?
So here's the question. If Evan was offered the Giant job or the Dolphin job, I think he's taking the Giant
half
job.
Half a second I take the Giant
there you
job.
Go.
No doubt.
So now about Flores. So now, what do you guys think? I think he did more with less. Yesterday, Evan, you said the Dolphins had the worst offensive league.
Offensive line, yes.
Correct, in the league.
Listen, no one's – I don't think – it's funny – I've not heard anyone come out and really be critical of the coaching of Flores. The thing that they've been critical of, or maybe not critical, but questioning.
Question.
Is the coaching staff, the relationships.
100%.
Why he lost a lot of guys, and ultimately why he couldn't play nice with the GM.
Brian Flores can coach. There's just no doubt. And, you know, we as fans make these decisions based on weird things sometimes. Sometimes we make it based on what's the weakness of our team. The Giants' weakness is offense. Their question is their quarterback. So the knee-jerk reaction is, get me an offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand why that occurs. That's not really the answer, though. Because if you're a great head coach and you hire the right people and you bring in the right offensive coordinator, like, I'll give you a great example. It's perfect because it's right in front of us. Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Go ahead.
He's turned the franchise around. The best thing about the Bills is what? The quarterback? The quarterback, right? Josh Allen's a star.
Yeah.
What's Sean McDermott's background? It's defense. Huh.
Interesting.
So what happened? So what Sean McDermott did is he's a hell of a coach. Forget the last 13 seconds. I mean, let's take a step back.
Right.
He turned the Buffalo Bills around. No one else was able to do that. He turned them around. He brought in Brian Daboll. So if we're giving Daboll all the credit for turning Josh Allen around, it was a defensive-minded head coach who clearly knows how to coach, who hired the right people, and has maximized the talent around them.
Right.
Isn't that a perfect example of it doesn't have to be an offensive-minded guy?
Right, especially since you bring Shane in here. You know, in theory, Graham stays on as defensive coordinator. Who's he hiring to be offensive coordinator? Right. I mean, that would not shock me if that's the case. Whoever he hires as head coach, I would not be surprised if Graham stays here. Would you?
No, especially if Brian Flores is the coach because they've worked together.
Yeah.
Assuming they like each other.
Probably part of it. I think Graham's probably here regardless about it. Here's an interesting story from a guy that was at the Knicks Heat game last night involving the biggest waste of space and the quickest fall from grace in New York sports history, Julius Randle. Dylan, what do you got?
Hey, Craigie, Evan, how you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
All right, I had a horrible experience last night at the game.
What happened?
From New York, moved out to Miami, wanted to see my favorite team play, spent a lot of money on tickets right behind the bench, the Knicks bench, and I went there, you know, silly me, I actually thought they had a shot. There's something about it, I felt like they could win.
Sure.
So I went there very, very happy, very energetic, you know, hoping they do well. Quickly, you know, my dream was busted. They come out flat, and they're down quick. And I tell Randle in the second quarter, I stand up and I yell. I say, I don't curse. I don't say anything disrespectful about his family, nothing. I say, hey, Randle, you get a $118 million contract, and this is what I get. The fans get a thumbs down. That's what we get. And he looks at me. He points at security. Security comes over to my seat. They give me a warning. They give me a card from the NBA. I'm like a flimsy card that says basically, you know, you can't say
Dylan,
anything.
Dylan, real quick. Swear to me. That's all you said? Like, you really, that's all you said?
Craigie, I swear I've been listening to you for 10 years. I promise you. No curses.
Oh, was Evan asking
no
the question, but that's okay.
The family.
Right.
Nothing personal. I wasn't even opinion-based. I was speaking facts. He did that. That's the contract he signed.
If that is true, that Julius Randle is so sensitive.
There's more. So it's the second quarter. I'm not trying to, you know, ruin the night. I'm with my girlfriend, beautiful girlfriend, hope to be soon fiancé.
Nice.
You know, I'm trying to impress her. I don't want to embarrass myself and, you know, ruin it in the second quarter.
Oops.
But by the fourth quarter, I'm like, all right, let me just say a few more things. Again, not disrespectful. Randall's at the end of the bench, and I say, hey, Randle, you know you're minus 34 right now, right? He looks at me, points to security, and I'm out. That's all I said. He was literally waiting for me the whole game. His head wasn't even in the game.
Well,
he was just waiting for me to say the next thing just to get me thrown out of the game.
You know what?
That is unbelievable.
I got pictures sent to me. It's unrelated to this, but it does fit what you said about not having his head in the game. Pictures from people at the game who showed Julius Randle at timeouts, in timeouts, where the Knicks were in a huddle, and Julius 10 feet away from everybody.
Julius Randle
disengaged.
Gave up. He quit.
Quit, disengaged, not caring. But he's too concerned about Dylan saying tough things about living up to a contract.
It's one thing, you're not talking to the media, and that's a strike on you. You're not in the huddle with the team here in the play call, and that's a strike against you. But then you complain to security because a guy's spitting facts your way? That's pathetic.
I promise you. Listen, I heckled a little more than that.
Oh, here we go.
Everything I said
What'd you say?
On that same line.
Let me ask you a question. Did you curse at all?
No, sir. No cursing. Not even anything close to a curse. Because I made it a point not to curse. Number one, that's not my style. I don't need to disrespect any man or anything.
So let me ask you this question. Julius Randle acts like a sensitive you-know-what. He gets you thrown out of the building. How did your girlfriend, hopefully your fiance, react to that?
She was equally as upset as I was because, you know, I got her into sports, so she's an average Knicks fan. And then so she was really offended by it. She was defending me, rightfully so. So Randle looked at her. And then she screamed at him too. Hey, you're minus 34.
I respect that. Okay. So hold on a second. So as you're getting kicked out, your girlfriend, who has got your back, she yells at Randle, you're minus 34. Love it.
Minus 34, right in his face.
Would you have preferred if he took the Kyrie Irving route or Kevin Durant route and just told you to go F yourself? Like, would that have been better for you?
Honestly, yeah, I would have preferred that.
I agree.
I would have. You know what?
Yeah.
I would have preferred that because, listen, I'm spending a ton of money to watch him play. Like, I'm the idiot. So, I would have actually, you know, what can I say back to that? You're right. You know,
that's
would be
pathetic to me. I hate it.
But the point of security and have them kick me out over that, like, listen, when you go to these games, guys, now, I don't know if it's in New York, I'm from New York. I hope that you could still talk a little trash. But down here in Miami, you know, it's just, there's no tolerance.
You can talk trash.
It's not about Miami. It's about a player complaining to security.
Well, that's the caveat right there, Dylan. If you're cursing or saying something, overboard, security's going to stop you. If you're just trash-talking a player, usually security's going to let it go. But if a player says something,
you have no shot.
Security's going to listen to the player.
It's funny, Dylan. My son was at the game last night, too. He didn't get kicked out, but I do think he took a nap in the fourth quarter at the game.
Listen, I have video of me getting kicked out. It's on TV. It's about 6 minutes.
Do me a
left.
Favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Will you send our producer the video?
I have a video of me getting kicked out. My buddy was taking, and then I have the video from TV that basically just.
So I'm going to throw you on hold real quick. Send it to Tommy, grab his info, or just give me your number. I want to see that video. That if that story is true, and I believe it is true. Boy, that is so weak cheese.
I believe it's true only because what we've seen over the last few weeks is a guy who's very, very sensitive. And even over little things that are easy to fix, he's shown no remorse towards it. Like that one time he met the media after a win,
yeah.
He was asked directly, hey, why didn't you meet the media? You know, the Knicks got fined, you got fined. And he wrote or said, hey, listen, team didn't make me available. And they went out of his way to thank Mr. Dolan. He thanked Mr. Dolan, probably for paying the fine. And he's like, all I can do is my job as a player. And if the team doesn't make me available, I'm not available. That's
such it. BS.
I know it's BS.
Yeah, team didn't make him available. You rolled. That's what happened.
I think a part of the problem is, look, 90% of this is on Julius. A lot of this on the 10% of it's on the Knicks. Like you got
well,
talk
the Knicks
to
have
them.
To say, listen, you got to meet the media.
Yes.
You want to be an a-hole with what you say, that's on you. But you got
to
be there.
And you've got to explain to him, which I'm sure Sandy Alderson and Steve Cohen did to Lindor and Baez. Look, here's the deal in New York. The customer's always going to be right. The problem is I don't think the Knicks agree that the customer's always right. We've seen that from the owner.
No, we've seen that many times over with them. But the Randall thing, like every story you hear now, is just more of the same. Like, he truly is. And, you know, I normally hate this. He's not meant for New York.
Nah, he's definitely
he's
not.
He's done. And we're done with him. Like, come on. Hey, you're minus 34. Wah. Security, have him removed from the building. Wah. I can't wait for the next Knick home game. I am making a prediction that his family is not in the building.
He's probably right to do that, though.
Yeah. I don't blame him, but.
Because there are people, unlike our last caller, there are people who go across the line. They go over the line, and they do it with the family members, and it's disgusting.
Stats ain't one of them.
No, no, that's not an example of it, but there are people that do cross the line. That exists.
Yes, but this particular case,
no,
he's just uber sensitive.
He is coming across very, very sensitive.
Do you want to get a pepperoni pizza before the show? Or you want to wait till Friday for the pepperoni pizza? What you calling that, Evan?
Do we have time before the show?
Well, I mean, you know, Prince Street gets it here pretty quick.
Yes.
Today or tomorrow?
Now.
Now?
Bring it on.
I will do it tomorrow.
But why would you ask me then?
You know, I just want to see where you go. I know we got to take a break one second.
Why bother asking me the damn question then?
I just want to see where you're at.
Just say, hey, Ev, we're going to get pizza tomorrow. Don't say, hey, what do you think? And then I give you an answer.
See,
and they're like,
the
opposite.
Even if I ordered it now... It's still 20 minutes.
I just said that.
That
to
gets
you.
Us to 6:10.
No, I got a problem.
And I'm out the door at 6:20 today.
Craig, you said
maybe
you want to get pizza today.
Yeah,
my first response was, is there enough time?
Yeah.
Your response was, sure, there's enough time. I then say, let's get it now.
Yeah.
You then say, no, let's get it tomorrow because there's not enough time. Yeah. I just asked you if there was enough time.
Yeah, clearly there's not enough time. So I rebuke my first answer, and I stand by my second answer. Pepperoni pizza tomorrow. It's a Friday tradition, and I'm buying.
Are you?
Yeah.
I offered you lunch the other day, and everybody turned it down. It disappointed me.
Well, I was in a bad place with my back.
That's why I offered it.
Which was very kind of you.
Yeah.
Yes, but I didn't want to order in from Bear Burger. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I gave you other options. It wasn't just Bear Burger.
I don't like the options you gave me.
I love Bear Burger.
I was really in a Chinese food mood.
Oh, that wasn't happening.
But you ate Chinese food.
I don't like Chinese food.
Yeah, so we can't do that. Real quick, Jerry's in Staten Island on the fan. Yo, Jerry, what's good? Hello, Jerry. I ate his liver with a nice Chianti. Jerry was going to give us a traffic update. He's on his way to the comedy show. I guess there's traffic. Sounds like Jerry's not going to make the show on time. Doors open, I think it's 7, and the show starts at 8. Maybe it's 7:30, whatever.
Are you drinking heavily tonight?
Yes. Heavily, no.
He just left without hesitation. Yes.
Depends. I may start drinking now, actually.
Yes.
Get myself primed up. Since I'm not driving,
right. You're
driving.
I am driving.
Yeah, I may go get myself, hey, you want to get me a Coke? I got some root whiskey in the office. Yeah. Why not? Anyhow, I'm very excited for the show. which is now only a couple hours away.
Do we know if Pete successfully landed in New York?
Yeah, do me a favor, Tommy. Call Alonzo up after the break or during the break. See if he wants to come on for a minute just so we get a sense of where he is in preparation for his big stand-up debut tonight. Pete Alonzo. I can't wait. Going to be great.
Mike McCarthy's been told he will return in 2022, according to Ed Werder.
Yeah, it's because Sean Payton really does want to take a year off.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So if you're going to the show tonight, we can't wait to see everybody and have a couple laughs tonight, yes?
Have some laughs.
Yeah, have you reached out to Pete or no?
I have.
And what's the result of that?
Much like most of the results, he didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's me. I don't know.
It's 100%.
It has to be me. It has to be.
There is no doubt. Send him a text.
I will.
And say, hey, we just want to have you on for a quick second, get you all primed up, see how you're feeling before your big performance tonight. Oh, yeah. Like, this is a whole night for him.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a night of Pete Alonzo.
Yeah, we're raising over like 25,000 bucks for him tonight, for his foundation for him and his wife. Here's Caitlin in Yonkers on the Fan. Caitlin, how you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good, babe. What's going good. On?
Me and my husband are on our way down to the show.
Nice.
We are going to be there for the meet and greet. So,
very now
nice. Everyone to see you guys.
Caitlin, let me ask you a quick question, okay?
Sure.
Evan had a question for me. We're doing this like VIP meet and greet that people paid extra
this
for.
This is a really good question. So
Evan says to me, well, for the meet and greet, are people taking their pictures with us and then Pete or with all of us together? And I said, I'm pretty sure it's just all of us together. You know, boom, take a picture. So you as the customer, what is your... Right. not just your expectation, but what is your desire? One picture with me and Evan? One picture with Pete, or what?
Well, my husband is a Mets fan, and I am not. So my desire would be a picture with you and Evan, and my husband's desire probably would be a picture with all three of you. So
all three.
I guess it depends on your audience.
See, so I don't honestly, I don't know how it's set up. My gut is that they've got me, Evan, and Pete together, and then as the people come through, they take their photo with all of us.
And I appreciate that, Caitlin, but don't you think there are going to be plenty of people there, with all due respect to us, that are more interested in a picture with Alonzo and not with us in that picture?
I don't know.
I would assume so.
I mean, it's all right by me.
I think so, but I listen to you guys every night on my way home from work, and I don't listen to any Mets games.
Right.
So for me, it would be, you know,
yeah, well, Ken, I'm with you. We look forward to meeting you in about an hour or so. And to make sure you get there safely. Thank you so much for supporting it, okay?
Yep, see you guys soon.
There you go.
What would happen if we gave people an option? You get a picture with Pete?
We do not want to do that.
A picture with us?
Yeah.
Would we get destroyed? Yes.
The line would be 10 to 1 in his favor.
Yeah, no, I agree.
As it should be.
Yes.
Yeah, he's Pete Alonso.
But I feel bad as if we are in some way... How do I say this nicely about us? Because usually I say it about me, but now I'm including you. That we're almost defiling the picture by being in it.
No, not at all.
Because it's Pete Alonso.
How about the people that go, hey, Evan, hey, Carton. Who's that guy?
Right.
Okay. I mean, that could happen.
The diehard Yankee fan who shows up.
Yeah, there's going to be someone there busting balls, I'm sure, right?
I guess.
Listen, as long as I have a drink within 3 feet of my body, I'm good.
You don't care.
I don't really care. You want the picture, you don't want the picture.
Oh, no, no. I just want people to be happy.
Yeah.
So if you go to this event tonight and you're like, listen, I just want to take it with Pete, Craig and I would not be offended by that. I would say, okay.
Yeah.
Step aside.
Like, I'll give you a question. So, like, Darren from the 7 Line bought tickets.
Right.
Right? Who do you think he wants a picture with?
Pete Alonso. He don't want a picture with me and you.
Yo, I'm making sure we're in that picture.
just to annoy him?
Yeah, just to annoy him. Yeah. So
I was thinking about Darren the other day because I have that Met home run apple blow up.
Yes, you're welcome.
And thank you. I'm debating when to put it up. Do I wait for opening day? Can I put it up now since all the Christmas stuff is down? Like, when do I put the home run apple up?
I wouldn't put it up before a 3-foot snowstorm's coming to town.
Okay, maybe not today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I might wait for that a little bit.
Do I wait for the lockout to end maybe?
Well, it depends. Are you a guy that leaves it blown up 24/7 or do you deflate and inflate?
24/7.
Yeah, I think you put it up after the Super Bowl.
So I can do that after the Super Bowl.
You can do whatever you want. It's your
property. I know I can do what I want, but what's...
Like, your neighbors are going to go, oh, my God.
Right.
I can't believe the Roberts are putting up their blow-up Met balloon. You know, that kind of thing.
Nice.
Muffy, Biffy, come look at what the Roberts are doing. Isn't that the guy that stole our leaf blower from the street? Yeah, that's him.
Same guy.
Yeah. Here's Damaris in Freehold on the Fan. Damaris, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Doing good, baby. What's up?
I just want to say you guys are great, and you guys motivated me to get into sports and listen to what's going on in the world. With everything with COVID and starting a new business from home, you guys really inspired me. As a woman, I want to say you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, Carton, because during COVID, my husband sat me down, and we watched your documentary, and you're an inspiration.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I just want to say kudos to you.
Thank you. What type of home business do you have?
I run a transportation company. I run tractor trailers for Amazon, and we're Forza Logistics. My husband's
Freddie
Maiello. I'm Damaris Maiello, and we run tractor trailers for Amazon.
That is awesome. I like that.
Yeah,
so do you guys have to bid on jobs, or they just come to you?
No, we get a schedule every week, but we have to overflow. You know, we take care of everything else. We take care of the staffing, the insurance.
Yeah, I got you.
Everything that comes along. And it's tough, you know, and it's tough. But listening to you guys kind of got me through.
Well, Damaris, I appreciate it very much. Say hi to your husband for us, and hopefully one day we can...
Yeah, you might want to hit that button.
Well, we appreciate that very, very much. And, happy to agree.
No, I don't
with
agree
the second
with that.
Part. The second part.
Yeah.
We are the bomb.
Us being the bomb, okay.
The bizarre.
Not the first part about Alonzo.
Yes. Well, she's a Yankee fan.
And you know what?
Yankee fans living free, old, not Met fans.
Okay.
Route 9, New Jersey. What's up?
Respect Pete Alonzo. What are you, upset he broke Aaron Judge's home run record for rookies?
Does anybody really get bothered by that?
No, but and you shouldn't be that upset because Judge is going to be a Met next year anyway.
You guys, by the way. If you guys ever really wanted to start a civil war,
that's
the only guy that does it.
I've said it. That's why Met fans, forget about Chris Bryant. Forget about big game hunting. Let's just wait a year. Because next year, number 99 for the New York Mets.
And by the way,
won't be Turk Wendell anymore. It'll be Aaron Judge.
Every month of this season that goes by, that Judge and the Yankees don't come to some long-term agreement, adds a little bit more kindling to that fire.
Sure. Because for a while, I don't know if you recall this, and Big Mac may have taken part in this, when David Wright was becoming a star, Jose Reyes becoming a star, Yankee fans would kind of poke the Met fan by saying, we'll sign David Wright when he's a free agent. We'll sign Jose Reyes when he was a free agent. It's always been a way that Yankee fans have gotten under the skin of Met fans. Well, payback's going to be fun, except this time it's real. This time it's a real threat.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just is, because Steve Cohen is here.
No, here's what you say. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. That'll be your new
thing. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, you go straight Demi Lovato on that.
It's kind of like when Knicks fans thought Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were predetermined to become Knicks. And then, little brother came in. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
A little different.
By the way, peace out, SNY. And I'm glad your cameraman woke up. Nice to have you guys here. And thank you to Grubhub for making SNY possible. I walked off camera just to see what would happen.
And what happened?
Nothing.
No. The camera didn't move.
Yeah, I was off camera for like 2 minutes.
I noticed you did that and I was confused as to why.
The second time I did it, they cut to a close-up of you. But the first time I walked off camera, nothing. Just
empty microphone.
Nobody standing in front of it. 877-337-6666. More on Julius Randle coming up. The latest on the NFL coaching search. And we get ready for the big comedy event tonight starring the New York Mets' great first baseman, a good dude, Pete Alonso, right after this on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!